Are hot flashes, brain fog, or mood swings starting to take over your life? Menopause can feel confusing, frustrating, even isolating. But you're not alone. This is a natural transition, and with the right support, you can feel clear, calm, and fully yourself again. Hi, I'm Lindsay, a nutritionist and certified health coach, and I help women like you navigate this powerful transition with natural tools that support your body, balance your emotions, and reconnect you to yourself. On Reclaim the Pause, we dive into practical, natural solutions for menopause, from nutrition and lifestyle strategies to emotional well-being and spiritual connection. It's time to honor the pause and reclaim your power. Welcome back to Reclaim the Pause. I'm your host, Lindsay, and today I'm so excited to welcome Amy, creator of the Vibrant Woman Project and the Wealth of Wellness. Amy helps women overcome symptoms of PMS like acne, bloating, cramping, irritability, and heavy bleeding using the power of cycle syncing. This is such a key area of women's health that I'm passionate about. Because here's the truth, when your hormones are out of balance in your 20s, 30s, and even early 40s, your transition into perimenopause can be so much smoother. And when you're in balance, and even if you're already in your 40s and noticing shifts, it's not too late. There is so much you can do to support your hormones and reclaim your energy, clarity, and peace. Amy, I'm thrilled you're here. Welcome to Reclaim the Pause.
Thank you so much, Lindsay, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So just to start, can you share a little bit of your story for those who don't know you? How did you go from working as a physician assistant to becoming a women's wellness coach?
So I became a PA back in 2001, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I've always been big on preventive medicine. So using diet and exercise to prevent, you know, heart disease, cancer, all kinds of things. I realized pretty quickly in my career that I couldn't teach patients about healthy lifestyles in a 15-minute time slot.
Right.
But at that time, I didn't know that there were other options. So I just kept going, kept working. And it wasn't until I decided to heal my own symptoms. I was having terrible PMS every month, a lot of symptoms, a lot of issues. And once I decided to heal that and I started researching, I came across cycle syncing. And when I implemented the techniques and I saw results in a few months, I knew I had to teach this to others. And so that led to my career change into becoming a wellness coach.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I love that you took what you learned to help heal your own body, and now you're using that experience to help women, not to mention your extensive background in really human health, right? Working as a physician assistant, I think really gives you that foundation to understand what's going on with the body, right?
It does, but at the same time, I had no idea what cycle syncing was. I had never heard of it as a PA. And I know most of the healthcare providers that I talk to now have no idea what it is. So it's an emerging wellness topic for sure. Definitely not taught in medical school or PA school yet.
Yes. So true. Yeah. When you think about conventional practitioners and kind of inside that box, it can be hard to reach out unless you've experienced something yourself, right? To try alternatives. But
yeah.
So let's talk about cycle syncing. What is it exactly, and how might it support women in perimenopause, especially those who are feeling overwhelmed or out of sync with their body now and maybe starting to see some shifts happening?
Yes. So cycle syncing is an intuitive way of living in tune with your body. So just as we follow our circadian rhythm, which is the 24-hour clock, you know, we eat at certain times, we sleep at certain times, our body is doing different things in different times during a 24-hour period. The same thing happens to a woman who has her monthly cycles. In a nutshell, there's four phases that a woman goes through every month. And in each of these phases, the body needs different nutrients. Different exercises are going to be beneficial. And even the way you book your social calendar can vary based on where you are in the cycle. And as you become aware of this and start making changes, it's really an easy way to start living in tune with your body and listening to your body, in a way to get healthy.
That's so amazing. I love that thought of getting really in touch with our bodies. Because as women, I think sometimes we're really outward focused on, you know, everyone else's needs, like maybe, you know, our children or our parents or our organization, or maybe you're in corporate world. And so we tend to always be kind of looking out as opposed to really reflecting in on what is our body asking for. And so I really like that this kind of brings people back to themselves. And in the work I do, I'm always trying to help women become aware of, you know, what those emotions and what their nervous system is doing, what their body's asking for. But with cycle syncing, you kind of have a plan that's already set out for that 4 weeks. So once you know kind of when your period starts or your start and end dates, then you can kind of get into this cycle syncing. And, you know, like if I'm right, write menus around it and, you know, everything in your life is going to go around that. And then from your own experience and the women you've worked with, you feel that it really helps with kind of reducing all of these PMS symptoms and getting hormones more in balance. Is that right?
Yeah. So before I learned about cycle syncing, you know, I thought I was eating healthy, lots of salads, you know, healthy foods. I thought I was exercising. I was doing 45 to 60 minutes of cardio most days of the week. And I didn't realize that that was hurting my body more than helping me. So when I learned about cycle syncing, I realized that I was eating too many salads, but not enough nutrient dense foods. Mm-hmm. So I was missing out on a lot of nutrients that I needed, including complex carbohydrates, right? Healthy fats, things that I wasn't putting into my salads. And the exercise, 45 minutes of cardio, was raising my cortisol. And so I, you know, even though I thought I was practicing healthy results, healthy habits, I wasn't seeing results. I was exhausted. I was overwhelmed. You know, I wasn't overweight, but I wasn't seeing any change in my weight or my muscle tone or anything like that. So since I started cycle syncing, and it's been about 5 years now, I notice that I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. My weight has stayed the same, but I have more muscle tone. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my mid 40s and I'm in the best shape of my life, if I say so myself. So it really changed my whole life.
Yeah. I really love that you kind of bring so many different avenues into that, speaking about, you know, that you're doing all the right things as far as you know, right? So many women come to me, particularly in perimenopause, and it's like, oh, I'm doing HIITs, you know, high intensity intervals, I haven't lost any weight, I'm not gaining muscle, and kind of like this attitude of pushing through. And then also, I like that you brought up complex carbohydrates, because so much of the narrative and that's out there for women's health and in general that, oh, you have to cut out all carbs and high protein. But actually, we know that complex carbs are really nourishing to our hormone system and our brains, right? Women actually need these foods, and it helps us even feel like what you said, you're in the best shape of your life by introducing, I guess, more balance in your diet, right? So not just kind of focusing in maybe one area. Sometimes we get kind of caught down in one area, like whether it's keto or paleo or vegetarian, and sometimes we can't see how, if we change just a little bit or tweak just a little bit, then you can see great results. And that's what I'm kind of hearing you say. You know, you were doing a lot of the right things. You just kind of tweak them and listen to your body, or you know when that's happening, where maybe you need to do stretching and, you know, relaxation as opposed to like a heavy cardio session that kind of gets you even more stressed out and makes you more tired. Yeah.
I actually started eating more and exercising less, and that's when I saw results.
Yeah. And so that's not intuitive for a lot of people in our diet culture and kind of what's out there. And particularly as we get a little bit older, what, you know, worked for us when we were in our 20s was just like, oh, I'm just like going to eat less and exercise and then I'll be. But it doesn't work as you get older. Your body changes so much. And I think we become more out of sync, right? Yeah.
Especially if you've had a couple of kids, your hormones get out of balance with each pregnancy, especially if you had your kids close together. And then once you have kids, you're taking care of them, you're putting them first, you're always, they're on the top of your mind. But when do you take care of yourself? A lot of moms struggle with taking care of themselves. They take care of everyone else, the kids, the husband, the household, the work, the PTA, the whatever, soccer teams, they're doing it all, but they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah, you are so right. And I feel like that's something that women think about last until their health crashes down and they're kind of seeking out someone like you, a coach or a practitioner and saying, what's going on with me? And it's kind of like, well, when was the last time you did anything for yourself or thought about what you need? And I think it's sometimes, yeah, we are definitely last on the list.
Yeah, and I definitely did that. I was last on my own list. So it's a learning process.
It's a learning process. So, in the work you do, what do you see as one of the biggest challenges women face when trying to balance their hormones with cycle syncing? Because I think from the outside, it can look like a lot of work. But once, a lot of times once you get into something, it's like, actually, this is a lot easier than it looks. So, what do you think those challenges are and what might prevent someone, from getting into this when you know it can help them?
So the first challenge is awareness, because like I mentioned earlier, your doctors don't know this, your PAs don't know this, your nurses don't know this. So nobody's telling you, hey, there's an alternative, right? When you go to the doctor and you have monthly symptoms, acne, bloating, cramping, mood swings, the only option that they give you is, well, we can put you on birth control,
So
right? So
true, so true.
awareness. Even in the medical community, if you go to your doctor and ask about cycle syncing, 90% of them will not know what it is. And that is the first challenge that I see, that people don't even know that there's an alternative. Again,
Right.
I didn't realize that there was an alternative. Once you figure it out, and once you learn how to track your cycles, so whether you're using a paper calendar or a digital app, you can track your cycles and you can see. Are they normal? Are they 28 to 38 days long? Are they irregular? Do they come 3 weeks, 1 month, 6 weeks the next month? Are they giving me a lot of symptoms? Like in our PMS week, which is the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle, am I having a lot of symptoms? What symptoms am I having? And I was like miserable for 10 days, like every month, and I didn't think there was anything I could do about it. I was like, this is just the way life of a woman is, and I have to deal with it. And then I learned that I didn't have to deal with it. And I started implementing things slowly, one thing at a time. I didn't change everything all at once, but I started with my diet, then I added the exercise, then I added in, other things. And now I'm working on spiritual practice and other, things that just help overall help me feel better.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really hearing you say that this is a lot like maybe when women are struggling to get pregnant and they're starting to kind of keep track of their ovulation or natural family planning, where maybe you don't use birth control, but you kind of manage your pregnancies, just understanding your cycles a little bit more. So it's really not that complicated. I think we know ourselves once we get into that tracking, and then you take that knowledge and then apply what you're giving women, which is the different nutrients for those phases, the different exercises for those phases, and all that kind of stuff. So it really is, it sounds like once you get into it, it's pretty simple. And maybe some of it's what some women have done before, especially, women who become moms, or who do natural family planning. They're able to kind of be like, oh yeah, this is really similar to something I've done before.
Yeah, and if anyone uses Pinterest, if you do a quick search on cycle syncing, a whole bunch of charts and visuals and graphics pop up of like foods you should be eating in the different phases and exercises you should be doing. And it's really, there's books you can read. There's coaches like me, they're called hormone coaches, fertility coaches. There's all kinds of women who are practicing this and doing it. It's just not hit the mainstream yet. But you can find information, you can learn about it, and you can implement these things pretty easily.
Thank you for that resource. I love hearing that. There's some charts because, people are so visual, and sometimes just having a chart going, oh, yeah, I know what those foods are. I eat those, but I'm going to eat them on this week instead of that week. Or just like planning some of your meals or things you're doing maybe when you're at a restaurant. Oh, I'm going to order this on the menu because that kind of fits into what phase I'm in my cycle.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll give you an example. My husband and I go out for lunch dates when our kids are in school. And we always are like, what should we eat? Where should we go? Blah, blah, blah. When I started cycle syncing, there's certain weeks where you need to eat more raw foods and salads and things. So the follicular phase in ovulation, you need to eat more of those foods. And then in your luteal phase and when you're bleeding, you want to eat more warmer foods and soup. So initially, I'd tell my husband, I think I need a salad today. Instead of going out for sushi, let's go to this place with the wraps or whatever. Like, and now he knows. He's just like, what do you need to eat today? So yeah, it's really easy shifts in just, am I eating a salad or a soup today?
I love that too, that you're in tune with your husband and he kind of knows, like, wow, you've created a lot of balance and probably a lot of peace in your household and just ease in your schedule by having more calm and clarity and supporting your kind of your mind and your body throughout your cycle every single month. I'm sure he notices and your kids notice, and you're able to, when you do go out with friends and you are social, during the right phase in your cycle. I think we all know those times when we're like, ugh, I don't feel like it, or yeah, actually I will do that, but that you actually get to engage a little bit more deeply, with the people you're with when you know what's going on with your cycle and how to support it.
And I started cycle syncing to fix my physical symptoms. But then I noticed other things. Like I wasn't yelling at my kids as often. I wasn't yelling at my husband. I wasn't getting migraine headaches. Like I used to have them all the time. And now it's been like months. I'm like, one day I told my husband, I'm like, wow, it's been like 6 months since I took medication for a migraine. And I didn't expect all of these things to come about, but they've just been like extra benefits of the cycle syncing.
I think that's so important to think about too. Whenever we change in a positive direction, it's kind of like not just absence of symptoms, like where you don't have migraines, but you start to see all these things fall into place where it's like, oh, things are working a little bit easier. And when I work with women, I always say, getting started is the hardest part, but once you do it, it all starts to get easier because everything just falls in its place. And you're really working for your body and your mind and, and your spirit, because it does, I think, give you strength of spirit when you feel better and you have better social interactions and you don't have maybe that shame of like, mom, why was I so upset or why did I blow up? It's like, because your hormones are balanced, you can really function in a healthy way.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly and how different I felt.
So, I mean, you said just within a few months you started to see results.
Yeah. So my main concern was heavy bleeding and cramping. Like I said, I was miserable for like 10 days, and I knew when my period would come because I'd be so much in pain that I knew like when it would start. And now it just kind of shows up. It's not that heavy. Like I kind of know because I'm tracking my cycle, the like within the few days that it's supposed to come, but I don't feel it. I don't have the PMS. And I do notice, so I'm not perfect, but when I have a busy season of vacations or we went to a wedding and a party and this and that graduation party or whatever, if I have a lot of things come up at once and I'm not eating at my normal with my normal foods, I'm not sleeping on my normal schedule, then I do notice, yes, that following month I will have more cramps and I might be a little bit more uncomfortable. But I also know what caused that now, right? So I know which, oh, I ate those foods that I wasn't supposed to eat. I inflammatory foods, so dairy, gluten, fried foods, processed foods, things that you might be eating when you're away or on vacation or at a wedding or things like that. And so I might feel off the month after, but I know why. And I know which foods will help counteract that for the next month, right? So I can get back on track quickly.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up because I think sometimes as coaches and practitioners when we're helping women. I think sometimes women view us as, oh, well, you've got it all together and you're doing everything right. And it's like, no, what we do know is that we can connect the foods we eat and the lifestyles to our symptoms, and we know how to get back on track. And that's what we really teach people to do, is say, yeah, we're all gonna fall, and no one's perfect. And maybe I want to have that cheesecake or whatever it
Yes.
is, if you're at a party, or maybe celebrating, maybe you have that extra glass of wine that oh, this isn't a good time for me. But then you have the skills to kind of get back on track and say, oh, wait, my body's telling me through cramps or headaches or whatever it is that this is what I need to go back to, and I feel good when I'm doing it. So it's easy to get back into it. You want to do it because you know that you can make it better, help yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that you
I'll just
bring
give
that up.
you, if you have time, I'll give you a
Yeah.
quick example. So when I don't sleep enough, I used to get a lot of migraines. I had them all the time, and travel was always a big issue for me because of the jet lag, the flights. We just got back from a vacation in Greece, so it was a long flight, big time change. I only had one day of migraines and where I had to take medication, and that was the morning we landed from the overnight flight. And I was like shocked. In a 10-day vacation, I'm like, wow, I only took medication once. Whereas normally I would have been on the medication at least around the clock for a couple of days. And I would have been irritable and groggy, and my jet lag would last, several days. And this last vacation, just a few weeks ago, I was like, oh my goodness, I felt better. I felt less jet lagged. I didn't need to take my medication. It was great.
Yeah, that's so empowering. And I think it helps keep you going, because sometimes people feel like, well, I can't be in compliance to continue to do that forever. Like, some of these specialty diets or these, restrictive things, particularly women put themselves through. Sometimes we just torture ourselves trying to meet out that goal or feel better. But then compliance kind of falls off where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to keep doing that. But with this, it's like, well, look at how much better you feel. It makes compliance so much easier because I have been a longtime migraine sufferer and hormonal migraines. And let me tell you, anything that helps migraines, like, I'm all in. And I think most women are, they have something that really, particularly in hormones, that really, whether it's PMS or those cramps or migraines or maybe all of these things, if you truly find something that helps, it's easy to stick with once you figured it out. Because look at, you got to have an amazing vacation without kind of being dosed up. Because,
Right.
taking medication, it helps, but it doesn't get rid of it. And
Right.
so it's like you got to really enjoy yourself and then come home and get kind of back into your regular, cycle syncing with your regular, of course, at home it's so much easier to eat how you want and what your body needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love hearing about cycle syncing. So to wrap up, I like to just do some reflections on the three pillars of health that I use in my coaching business and talk a lot about on Reclaim the Pause. So that's physical nutrition, emotional regulation, or call it nervous system regulation, and spiritual connection. So I'm just going to ask you some questions, just answer them kind of casually, whatever you're doing. I think it's great that women can hear there's no one size fits all solution when it comes to these things. It's really about feeding yourself and recognizing kind of like what you said, what's going on with your body and how you're feeling. So first, what's one way you're currently nourishing your body through food, movement, or rest that feels good and life-giving?
So all of the above with cycle syncing, as much as I can. And again, it's not 100%, but I try to eat the foods that I'm supposed to eat this week, try to do the exercises that I am supposed to do. And when I'm on my bleed, I rest when I need to, and I don't work out. And that's okay with me too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I always say, maybe what you need to do is take a nap and recognize that your body's giving you the signal to really rest and settle in. And so what old patterns or limiting beliefs show up, and what helps you pause, reset, or respond with more compassion? So kind of like when you fall off or you're not maybe doing exactly what you want, we can kind of slip back into old ways.
So when I was a teenager, so middle school through like college, I used to do a lot of journaling. When I got married and I had kids, it kind of fell off, and I haven't journaled in a long time. But when I was learning to become a coach, journaling is a big way of processing and releasing and things. So I've restarted my journaling practice, and some days it's structured where I have a prompt, and some days it's just here's what's on my mind. Some days it's like, oh, I didn't eat so great yesterday because now I feel like crap and this and that. And like, but it's okay. Like, I'll have the mozzarella sticks, I'll have the ice cream. I just know, okay, I try to follow, I call it a 75-25% rule. So if I'm eating healthy and exercising 75% of the time, I can enjoy a little bit of life 25% of the time, and I'm not completely restricting. But I journal, and that helps, I think, calm my nerves.
Definitely. I love journaling and, recommending people start journaling because it does kind of help us get out all of that stuff that's spinning around and bring us back to center and make us realize, okay, it's not all off or crazy. And I like that you bring up something really practical. I often call it the 80-20. It's, 80% of the time you're doing amazing, 20% of the time, well, yeah, life happens and we can't, control every moment, but still, you're still on track with your health. Yeah. So lastly, what's helping you feel spiritually grounded right now, whether that's prayer, nature, creativity, or something else?
So another thing I've taken up as I was studying to be a coach, and it's another skill we use, is meditation. And I start my work day. I can't say my morning, but my work day, I don't open my laptop and stuff until I set my timer for 10 minutes. Sometimes my brain is just, has all these thoughts and this and that, what I want to do today, what's the new thing I want to put out, what are the, and then other times it's just kind of quiet and I just listen. But again, it's not structured. I just set my timer, close my eyes, and see what happens. And that
Yeah.
is my spiritual practice currently.
That's great. That's great news. And I did a whole podcast on meditative prayer and meditation, and we have tons of science showing that, the benefits of it on not just your brain, but your entire body and entire system. And so it's so great that you actually make time to do it because I think sometimes it's hard to get spiritual practices is always on the peripheral. We can be really focused on physical in our world. And I think we're getting a little bit more on the nervous system end, but when it comes to spiritual practice, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll do that later. I'll do that tomorrow. It's not that important. But honestly, it is a big piece of your day when you start doing it. It's like, oh, I feel better. I'm more focused and I can get the things done that I want to do.
Yeah.
So
And
thank
again,
you.
it happens most days of the week, not every
Yeah.
day, but most days it's on, it happens.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing what your, some of your routines and some of the things that you do that support you.
Yeah, of
So,
course.
Amy, I know our listeners are walking away with hope and insight and kind of a sense that they're not alone in this. Sometimes we can feel alone and isolated, and maybe we're the only ones who are dealing with this. But I think the information you presented today really helps women feel like, yeah, there's a lot of women who are dealing with these, out of balance hormones. And before we go, can you let everyone know where they can connect with you and, if you have a free resource or what your program is? And they could come check you out.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty active on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at the Wealth of Wellness LLC. I do have a free guide on my website, thewealthofwellness.com, that will give you an introduction on how to start cycle syncing. And it has some practical tips that you can start using right away. And if you really want to dive deep, I have a 3-month program where I teach you how to do it.
Awesome. I will put all that in the show notes. So, if there's a woman who's listening and they're like, this is definitely me, I've got to get on this, I'll have all your show notes there. or have it all in the show notes for them so they can connect with you on social. Or I love free resources because it's kind of just a way to get going and start without having to commit right away, and see if it's something they like. Maybe go on Pinterest, like you said, and see about some of those free charts or just visuals that so people can get a better sense of this.
Yeah. And if you have
Great.
questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Amy. I loved having you on Reclaim the Pause, and we'll connect again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
Yeah.